So close your eyes. Putting your attention on the base of the spine. This is the time where the deities or the divine beings or archetypes are readily available because you've just closed your eyes to the external world. You've shut out everything around you. So you could be anywhere in the world right now with your eyes closed. You have access to any archetype. Particularly now, because we're focusing at the base of the spine, we're going to access Ganesha's energy. Ganesha is an elephant-headed being who rides a mouse, and he has a pot belly, and he dissolves obstacles. The energy associated with Ganesha, or Shakti as they call it, or the feminine energy, is Siddhi and Buddhi. And they are female energies, or the Shakti, the divine energy, the motherly type of energy that will help you to make the right decisions, to make wise decisions, and intelligent decisions in your life. So with those characteristics or those energies in mind, swirl them around. At the base of your spine, in the pelvis area, moving it down the legs and into the feet and toes, all the way down to the toes. Allow this energy, which can also be a reddish-orangish light, for those of you who like colors or can relate to colors or resonate with colors, take a moment to feel it. This is where we want to get the experience of getting unstuck from those things that are pulling us down in life or holding us back or we keep bumping up against. We're asking this divine archetype with his consorts, his energetic consorts, to give us the intelligence, the wisdom, to remove these obstacles in our lives. Feel the energy swirling in the legs and into the toes and into back up into the pelvis area at the base of the spine. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam 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 Gum. Feel the vibration of the sound gum moving through the pelvis, the base of the spine, down the legs. Take a moment to get unstuck. Gum, 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 gum. Feel the energy concentrating now at the base of the spine, the tailbone area. Activating the susumna, the thin tube of light that rises from the base of the spine, pierces all the chakras, goes up through the skull and into the space. This thin tube of light will help you continue to focus on the susumna, the thin tube of light that will help you to dissolve your karmas that are no longer useful for you in your life. Keep your focus on the susumna. Starting at the base of the spine, we're going to activate all the energy centers, the chakras, where that energy will radiate out to the rest of your subtle body, and then affect the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body. Focus on the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Oh. into the throat. Ma. Move up to the third eye. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Na. Move into the navel. Ma. Move into the heart. She. Throat and mouth. Va. Brain and eyes. Ya. Now, focus on the third eye. Feel the third eye. Imagine a flame in the third eye. The third eye is in the middle of your brain. Can access it from a point that pierces the spot between the two eyebrows, just above the bridge of the nose, and then goes deep into the midpoint of the brain. Imagine a flame of fire in the brain. If you can't see it, that's fine. Just imagine it being there. Within the flame is a spear-like object, the veil. Lord Muruga's sacred weapon that destroys karma, maya, ego, and also gives you access to open your third eye. Keep focusing on the flame, imagining a veil in the third eye within the flame. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you and beaming a golden light, a golden ray of light piercing your third eye, activating the veil within the flame, this is a continuous stream or beam or ray of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, activating the veil. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Guru Vishnu. Feel the pressure within the brain, or perhaps just the spot between your two eyebrows. Feel the energy in the brain, in the midbrain. Keep visualizing the veil in the flame. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaram, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Keep receiving the light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, activating the veil within the flame of fire in the third eye, the midbrain area. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaram, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Now focus on the veil in the flame and the third eye. Murugan Kumaran Gohan Murugan Kumaran Gohan Murugan Kumaran Gohan Imagine Lord Murugan as a warrior who destroys karma, your attachments to all things that are harming you in your life. Any negativity gets destroyed just with his presence. You may see the color red appearing as a red light swirling around. In the third eye, in the brain, and it may start to pour down the rest of your body. It's continually getting activated just with the presence of Lord Murugan. And imagining the veil in your third eye within the flame. Murugan Kumaran Gohan. 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 From head to toe, you're swirling with red light. And the energy of Lord Muruga that dispels darkness. Destroys negative karmas. Receive the sound Om in the third eye, activating the veil, increasing the intensity of the flame of fire in the third eye. Om. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment. Peace, peace, peace. Enjoy letting go of the meditation, feeling that heightened sense of awareness, or as though your consciousness has been raised through the grace and blessings of Ganesha, Muruga, Dr. Pillai, Guru. Feel the grace. As you let go of the meditation, you can slowly come back.